So let us now give our attention to Brother Lauren Beret, Assembly Overseer and Elder from the Leduc Congregation, as he presents the next part of this symposium, Imitate Not the Cowards, but the Courageous. Not the False Prophets, but Micaiah.
Among the many courageous men recorded in the Bible is one called Micaiah. We probably do not know of him very much, but the account about him is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 22. Now, Micaiah was a true prophet of Jehovah God, and he lived during the time of King Ahab. And for a prophet of Jehovah to live at that time was extremely dangerous. Why? Well, before we go there, let's look at the background. King Jehoshaphat, who's of the two-tribe kingdom, had come to visit King Ahab. And King Ahab proposes to him a journey, or a venture rather. See, Ahab wants to go against the king of Syria to recapture Ramoth-Gilead. And so now he's trying to invite King Jehoshaphat to join him. And he says to Jehoshaphat, we've got victory. Because as you look at verse 6, for example, of that chapter, there are about 400 prophets that Ahab has, and they say, go up and Jehovah will give it into the king's hand. Victory for sure is what he says. But Jehoshaphat is not quite so convinced. He says, is there not a prophet of Jehovah here? And look at the words of Ahab now, and it tells you something about Micaiah. Look at verse 8. He says, there is still one more man. Not 10, not 15. One man in all the 10 tribe kingdom. One man. And then he says, but I hate him. Why? Because he says he never prophesies good things concerning me, only bad. Ahab knew that Micaiah would speak the truth regardless, even to the point of death. And so Micaiah is called. Now as you look further into the account, as you go into verse 13, you'll see that the messenger tries to prompt Micaiah as to what to say. He says, look, the words of the prophet are unanimously favorable to the king. So let your word please become like their words and speak favorably. What did Micaiah do? Imagine yourself now before two very, very powerful kings, one of which is known to put to death those who oppose him. And behind him are 400 other prophets. What does Micaiah say? Verse 14, look with me please. It says, but Micaiah said, as surely as Jehovah is living, whatever Jehovah says to me is what I will speak. Is there a lesson for us there? Definitely. You see, Micaiah had godly courage, and it fortified him never to compromise in defending the truth. He had defended it previously before Ahab. Here was another occasion he was standing for truth. But why was Micaiah so courageous? It's interesting, as you look in verses 19 through 23, Jehovah gives Micaiah a vision of him and the angels discussing this very situation which is before him. And in that vision, Micaiah learns how Jehovah is going to bring Ahab to death. You see, Micaiah, as he visioned or saw the vision, he recognized that Jehovah was in full control, and that even though he was here before those 402 kings, yet he was not alone. Jehovah was with him. So, can we imitate that? Then look further. Now that he's prophesied Ahab's death, Ahab says in verse 27, put this fellow into prison and feed him with a reduced allowance of water and bread. Look at Micaiah's next words. He says in verse 28, if you do return in peace. He doesn't say when you return in peace. If you return in peace. Micaiah is not wavering in speaking the truth. That vision strengthened Micaiah. Is there a lesson for us? Yes. When we're faced with opposition, we should not expect Jehovah God to give to us a vision. But Jehovah God has been so good to us. All the experiences and accounts of faithful, courageous men are recorded in His Word, the Bible. We've been encouraged to read on it, to meditate on it, so that we can use the strengthening scenes to assist us when we face opposition. Notice in this following dramatization how a young brother is strengthened by what he has previously studied.
Recently after school, I saw Tomiko give a good witness. She even started a Bible study. But not everyone was a fan, especially these kids. They saw me out preaching last week. They started saying things like, no one wants to read your garbage. Why do you always push your ideas on people? Do your parents force you? At that point, I would have given almost anything for them to leave me alone. But last week, we studied about the prophet Micaiah at family worship. He could have easily lied to the king, but instead he spoke the truth, and he made Jehovah's heart proud. I wanted to make Jehovah's heart proud too. Then I told them, you want the truth? No one forces me to preach. I do it because I want to. Jehovah's Witnesses love people, and we want to share with them good news from the Bible. One of them said I gave the wrong answer, but I didn't think so.
And you see, my brothers, you can be just as courageous as that young brother was on that occasion. You can echo the words that David said in Psalms 95, verses 1 through 3. He said, let us shout joyfully to Jehovah. He says, for Jehovah is great, a great king over all other gods. Yes, Jehovah is a great God who protects and rewards His servants. So be determined to stand out as different. Be determined to speak the truth. Be determined to see the great God with eyes of faith.